Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnei Mishnevav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efa, and Receive a Kohal Goyin Bikar of Mamesh. Now, in the course of discussing Shavu Amoed Miktos, we had mentioned there's certain things a person is not going to make a Shavu on. So we continue with this. Ve'il Dvarim She'inish Ban Alein. The following things one is not going to make a Shavu on: Ho'avadim, slaves, Vashtaris, documents, Vakarkais, property, Vakdeshais, and things are hektish. They're consecrated to the Beis Hamikdash. And this is all learned from Psukim. Furthermore, in regards to these things, Ein Bam Tashluma Kefel, there's no double payment. V'lo Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha, not a 4 or 5 times payment, and we're talking about stealing a shar or seh, an ox or sheep, and shechting it or selling it. These payments don't exist by any of these things. Furthermore, shemer chinam ein nishba, nesusachar ein mishalim. In regards to an unpaid watchman or a paid watchman, neither of them have to do what they usually would. Let's say in a regular case where Reuven gives something to Shimon to watch, and he's doing it for free, and then it's stolen or lost, Shimon doesn't have to pay for that because he's a shemer chinam. However, he does have to make a shvua that was stolen or lost. And if he's a nesusachar, which means he's getting paid to watch it, he would have to pay in such a situation if it's stolen or lost. In all these cases that we just mentioned, though, if the vel is a shemer chinam or a shemer sachar, he does not have to swear or pay. Now, Reb Shimon says it really does depend. Kachim shechay b'achriuson. If we're talking about a kachim that he's responsible for, for example, if he said harei olai oila, I take upon myself to bring a carbon oila, and then he designated an animal as the carbon, and then something happened to that animal, it was stolen or died, he has to bring a new one because the main focus is not this animal; it's the fact that he said harei olai, I take upon myself to do it. So in such a case, actually nishban alein, he would have to make a shvua about it, even though it's kachim, and that's because he's responsible for it. And it's only v'she'enecha b'chusan if he's not responsible for it. For example, if he points to an animal and says harei zu oila, this is an oila, and something happens to it, then enish ban alein, he doesn't have to make a shvua about it. Now, once we mentioned karka, we continue discussing it. Mishnah Vav says Rav Meir tells us yesh dvarim she'en kekarka ve'enin kekarka. There are certain things that are like karka, they're like land, but they're not. V'encha ma'idim le'vilchem, don't agree to him. And so Mishnah says ketzad, what are we referring to? And here once again we have our conversation between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven tells him, Eser gefanim to unes misarti loch, I gave you 10 grapevines that were full of grapes. Va'la oimer, and Shimon responds, Einan el chamesh, you only gave me 5. Rav Meir machai shvua, Rav Meir says he does have to make a shvua maida miktas. This is considered a partial admission, and the reason why it's not considered karka is because since the grapes were fully ripened, even though officially they're attached to the vine, they're considered detached, so they're not actually karka, and therefore shvua maida miktas would have to be made. However, chamay v'chamay argue and say, kol mechaber l'karka rei kakarka, anything which is attached to the ground is like the ground itself, and even though they're ready to be picked, they're still considered like karka, and there's no shvua on this. Now we continue discussing shvua maida miktas. Einish bain el davar shem mida v'shem mishkal v'shem minyan. We don't make a shvua maida miktas if it's something which is mida, it's measured, it's mishkal, meaning it has a weight, or minyan, it has a count. Ketzad, what's an example of this? So let's say Reuven tells Shimon, bayis mali masarti loch, I gave you a whole house to watch, for example. The house was full of whatever it is. Or he says, v'kiz mali masarti loch, I gave you a whole wallet full of money. V'haloimer, the guy says, any idea, I don't know how much money was in it. Elamashi nachta tanoitel. Whatever you put down, that's what you're taking. Meaning you gave me a wallet, here's the wallet back. You gave me the house, here's the house back. Potter is potter. That's not a shvua maida miktas because no specific amount was demanded from him. He just said a whole house or a whole wallet. However, ze oimer ad haziz, ze oimer ad chaloin chayiv. Let's say Reuven tells Shimon, I gave you the house full up until the ziz, up until the top beam. And the other guy responded, no, it was only up until the window. So then he's chayiv shvua maida miktas because here, even though they're talking about a house full of stuff, he mentioned a specific amount up until the beam, and the response was only mixus of that up until the window, so he would be chayav shvua. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, continue to discuss these shvuas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.